This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later in the show, we'll have a look at an effort to address panhandling and better meet the needs of the homeless in Cincinnati. First up this afternoon, Boys and Girls Clubs of America had its beginnings in 1860 with three women in Hartford, Connecticut, who believed that boys needed a positive alternative to roaming the streets. Since then, the organization has expanded with clubs across the country providing a safe place for kids to learn, grow, and reach their full potential. Here to talk about the mission and some of the programs offered locally are Michelle Scyther. Did I say that correctly, Michelle?
You did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Operations Director for the Boys and Girls Club of Westchester Liberty and Boys and Girls Club of Greater Cincinnati Director of Operations, Bill Bresser. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. Email talk at WVXU.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Michelle and Bill, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Michelle, we'll start with you. Tell us how the Boys and Girls Clubs of Westchester Liberty got its start. It's a relatively new club,
correct,
isn't it?
We just opened in June of this past year. We were able to secure a grant from the Attorney General's office to get us the funding to open up. But prior to that, the Boys and Girls Club in Hamilton had served a lot of the kids in the Westchester community. And when their outreach ended, they realized that there was still a need and that they needed a group of women got together to help fill that need. And that's when they approached, I think they even talked to you down in Cincinnati, Bill, and Boys and Girls Club of America, and were able to secure the funding through the Attorney General's office.
So what year did you get started?
2014.
Wow. Now, the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Cincinnati can trace its origins back to 1939. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
It had to do with a rise in juvenile delinquency at the time, didn't it?
That's right. We celebrated our 75th anniversary.
75 years.
Yeah, last year it was pretty fantastic. It was the local Rotary Club collaborated with the police department because there was a rise in juvenile delinquency, and that's how we started.
And the national organization changed its name to Boys and Girls Club in 1990, but Cincinnati was well ahead of that, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think it was 1980. We were about 10 years ahead of that curve, yeah.
Wow. How many Boys and Girls Clubs are there in our area? Do either of you know by?
Well, and we operate 9 sites currently. We're about to open a 10th at Mercer Elementary School out in Anderson Township. We operate 9 sites, 5 in Cincinnati, 4 over in Northern Kentucky.
Okay. What are some of the sites? Mercer is going to be the new one?
Mercer is the new one. It's located in, obviously, Mercer Elementary School. We have a couple others in Cincinnati and schools, Roll Hill Elementary in Westwood, and then Madisonville's John P. Parker Elementary School. We also have standalone facilities in over the Rhine, Avondale, and Lower Price Hill, and then over in Northern Kentucky, we have standalone facilities in Newport and Covington. And then we're operating at Grandview Elementary School in Bellevue, Kentucky, and Erlanger Middle School, Tishner Middle School in Erlanger. Yep.
Bill, what are the primary ages of the kids that the clubs serve?
5 to 18 years old. We serve the gamut. So our sweet spot really is that 7 to 12, I guess, range, but we serve kids all the way up through seniors in high school.
Now, tell us about the mission of the organization.
Mm-hmm. We're here to help young people succeed, especially the ones that need us most. We operate in our most impoverished neighborhoods. Greater Cincinnati serves kids. 91% of them qualify for free reduced lunch. Almost 70% come from single-parent households. So they're the most at risk of our youth. We target those kids. Our goal, essentially, is to create sustainable, caring adults.
Michelle, how do you view the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Westchester Liberty? Is it different because you're in more of a suburban area?
I wouldn't say that it was different. We're still there to serve the kids that need us the most. We still have a large percentage of our club members that are on free and reduced lunch. We're at 56% of those kids receive assistance with school lunches. But we also have a lot of kids that come from two-parent households that mom and dad just don't have anywhere to take their kids after school. And their kids aren't quite old enough to stay home by themselves, and they need quality after-school programming to take their kids to.
So, Bill, would you say the goal for both your organizations is to provide a home away from home for these kids?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, our program is called Graduate Fit for Life, Ready to Serve. And that's how you grew up. That's how, Michelle, you grew up. Yeah, that's how I grew up. It crosses all kinds of boundaries. So what we try to do every night is, you know, there's an academic component to our program. You know, your mom said do your homework. Right? When you got home. So that's graduate. Your mom said go outside and play and eat your vegetables. That's fit for life. And, you know, all of our moms said, clean your room and do your chores. That's ready to serve. So it is home. It's not a second school day. It is certainly a home away from home. We have many kids, and Michelle, you can attest to this. Yeah. You see it too. They grew up there. They come there every night. They come there during the summer. And we have many kids that have been Boys and Girls Club members for 10-plus years.
So there's really a great need for what you're providing.
Yes, definitely.
There? Yeah. How many locations do you have in Westchester Liberty?
We have one location at the corner of Smith and 747. And then we are actually going to be opening a second location next week at the Liberty Junior High School.
Okay. And that's made possible by the funding that you received recently.
Correct. We received a $50,000 collaboration grant from the Community Foundation of Westchester Liberty.
Now, how much community support do you get for what you're doing? What kind of partnerships do each of you have that help you accomplish your work?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Is it pretty vast, Bill? You have a lot of...
It's incredibly vast. We had over 200 program partners. That's just program partners last year. Almost too many to count. Everybody from national organizations, you know, we partner with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, to local entities, to mm-hmm. individual volunteers, corporations. Cincinnati is extremely philanthropic. We're lucky in this community.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say the same thing for Westchester. It's been fantastic. Even coming into this as a new organization, Lakota Schools has been phenomenal to work with. The police departments, the fire departments, just everybody in the community. The banks have been wonderful, sending volunteers over to help with homework and tutor mm-hmm. every day after school. It's been fantastic.
Well, how does an organization like the Boys and Girls Clubs, how does it fund itself, Bill?
Wow, we have a lot of different funding streams. It's very diverse. The United Way is our largest single funder. They've been our partner for decades, the wonderful folks at the United Way. Government money, foundations, individuals. There's a lot of different funding streams that go into supporting our nine sites across the region.
And pretty much the same
thing. It's the exact same thing up in
Westchester.
Yeah. Does it
help in running an organization like this that you have this big national group with a pretty well-known name behind you?
Yeah,
definitely.
Sure. Yeah, the brand is powerful. I think it's the 10th most recognized mm-hmm. Nonprofit brand in the United States. And our national organization is fantastic. They really give us a lot of guidance and let us drive what we see are the needs toward the needs in our community.
What are some of the success stories that each of you seen? Have you ever had something really touching happen where you said, wow, that just makes me feel good about what I do?
Yeah, definitely. I can say just the 7 months that we've been open, we've seen several different things. Over the summer, we do a Youth of the Month program where the kids that, participate, have good character and leadership skills, they get nominated for Youth of the Month. And we had a little girl who won our very first Youth of the Month, and she got tickets to go to a Reds game. And she had never been to a Reds game. She started jumping up and down, screaming, so excited to see Brandon Phillips. And I didn't have the heart to tell her he was injured at the time. But she got to go to a Reds game, and her mom works weekends, and she's never been able to do anything with her mom on the weekends. And so when her mom came, she actually broke down into tears, crying, because she got to go to a game with her daughter. We had some parents come in who... they've struggled with their children at school. The kids just don't do their homework. Everywhere they've gone, they've bounced from after-school program to after-school program. And ours was the first time they actually got their homework done, and teachers were actually commenting on how well-written their responses were. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten some great feedback.
Yeah. Our last two U's of the year are the first things that come to my mind. Jaleese Stone, who's at Louisville right now, studying at Louisville. She wants to be a doctor. She's just fantastic. You may know Jaleese.
I have met her. Yeah, yes, she's fantastic.
Yeah, and Robert McMurray, our Youth of the Year last year, who went to our ESPY Club in Lower Price Hill, he was actually one of my kids when I was the director way back when. I knew him since he was nine. Our executive director, Brent Seelmeyer, is actually his mentor. He is a freshman at Northern Kentucky University and doing really well. And these are kids, quite frankly, and they'll tell you this, they never would have had that success if it wasn't for coming to the club. And these are two kids that came for over a decade to the Boys and Girls Club. We're there every night and owe that success to the clubs. It's fantastic. I had a little girl. Gosh, I've told this story a bunch of times. It's just a small thing, but I was up in Avondale.
Yeah, the little things are special, though, aren't they?
It's wonderful. It keeps you going forever, and you don't realize the impact that you have just by your presence sometimes. And all of our staff, I tell them all the time, they wield powerful swords. I was in Avondale for a meeting. It was the week of Mother's Day. And I decided to sit down with some of our youngest members and said, what are you doing? So they're making Mother's Day cards. I said, oh, I'll make a card with you. And he said, yeah, you know, you have a mom? I said, yeah, yeah, I've got a mom. So we're talking, what does your mom like do, blah, blah, blah. And this little girl about 6 years old said, well, you work for the clubs, but you're not here every day. I said, yeah, I'm the operations director. I go to all of them. And she said, well, I feel safer when you're here.
Oh.
And it just, yeah, you just want to, nothing bad will ever happen to you. I won't let it, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty touching. So it's I can't think of anything more important to do.
Yeah. Go ahead, Michelle.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you have all these great stories and you hear things like what Bill just said. And we also have so many heartbreaking stories.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just nice to know that you are actually making a difference every day. And when you hear these kids talk about their home life, some of them are, you know, fantastic homes. And other ones, they're just a little bit more rough. And the kids really need a place to go where they can be themselves and feel welcomed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are challenges to this then.
Huge challenges.
Huge challenges. Well, yes. What might some of those be?
Poverty. That's it.
Wow.
I mean, and all the
that's
symptoms.
The biggest...
Yep. That's it. All the symptoms that come with
mm-hmm.
it. Mm-hmm.
I completely agree.
Yeah. 513-419-7100 if you would like to join our conversation. Got any other good... Those were great stories. You got any others?
We have all kinds of stories.
I love it. That's really what this is about. It's about the effect that you have on these kids individually, right,
mm-hmm.
as well as a whole.
Yeah. Well, I remember, I'll tell you one, when I first started, I was an education director down at our Lower Price Hill Club, and I was tasked with creating a tutoring program in the summertime. And here I am thinking, what kind of kid is going to want to get tutored in the summer? Who's going to want to learn long division with me in the summertime? And unbelievably, I had a waiting list. And it was not about the tutoring. You know, you don't have a bunch of 10-year-olds say, I want to learn long division in the summer. They wanted one-on-one attention.
Wow.
Yeah.
They wanted to sit down with a caring adult.
And, you know, and yeah. I think, too, one of the best stories that I've heard is actually from one of our staff people. She has worked in the child care field for a while, and she's been all across the world, like to Africa and all over the place. And she said, I could have gone to my backyard and found what I needed here. And... as touched as she has been by working with these kids, and she is one, her name is Lauren, and she is in our cadet room, and she works with our second graders, and she is just wonderful, and they love her. But it's, you know, you don't have to go clear across the world to make a difference. You know, there's a lot of kids here.
Do you think people don't recognize the resources that the clubs offer?
I don't think they do. I think a lot of kids, especially in our community, people think that we're only here for those kids that, you know, are on free and reduced lunch and those troubled kids. But the truth is, we're here for every child, and we can offer something to any child.
We'll continue our conversation about the Boys and Girls Clubs after the break, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And it is the last day of our winter fun drive. You can help us to wrap it up successfully. WVXU.org, WMUB.org to make a contribution, or you can make a phone call. Make that contribution 513-419-7155. Just takes a few minutes to do it, and you'll be helping us again to wrap up this winter fun drive on a successful note. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney, and joining us this afternoon are Michelle Scyther, Operations Director for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Westchester Liberty, and Boys and Girls Club of Greater Cincinnati Director of Operations Bill Bresser. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Bill and Michelle, how big a component is education? I keep hearing a lot coming up about mm-hmm. education. So in a way, you're really helping these kids as they go through high school and get ready for college, aren't you?
Yeah, everything we do is really geared toward that academic success and success in both school and life.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously all of our kids every day, they're required to do at least 45 minutes worth of academic assistance. So that means bring your homework. And we have certified teachers on staff. So a lot of times we know when they have homework and we know when they're making up stories. And I don't have homework. Well, yeah, it was emailed to me. So there's a strong academic component to it. And even outside of that direct academic programming, all of our programs have an educational slant, call it Project Learn. We do diplomas to degrees with our teens, help with our board members. They come in and help conduct that program with us. So Education is just about everything we do.
Yeah, I mean, up in Westchester, too, we also do our power hour, which is the 45 minutes of homework every day. We have teachers come in and help us tutor the children after school. They also, we do Money Matters, which is a personal finance course that teaches kids how to budget, how to save money for college, how to, you know, anything finance-related and credit-related. We do a lot of different academic programs. Everything we do is with an outcome, outcome-driven. We want the kids to get something out of each activity they do.
So you're involved in financial literacy.
We are.
That's actually great, because I think that's something that it's a missing component in education a lot of times, isn't it?
It sure is. And, you know, the kids actually get really excited about it. And with the older children, we play stock market games, and they get, the little kids get to pay piggy banks, and they really have a good time trying to save their money and do different things with it.
Mm-hmm. Do the Greater Cincinnati Clubs offer anything like that?
Yeah, it rolled up underneath our D2D program. Money Matters, excuse me, is a national program, yeah. So we certainly have elements of that. Job skills and job placements, things like that, that are geared specifically to teens, and really what life after high school is like, because it's not enough just to get them to graduation.
Right.
Graduation's not a stop sign, you know, it's a mile marker. We got to figure out what's your plan for once you graduate. But yeah, we talk a lot about the pitfalls of, you know, credit and how to handle all that stuff, and then everything from, you know, the social media, your interaction online, and how that can affect your future. And they're very enriching programs. We actually track outcomes, Michelle. You know, obviously all of our programs are outcomes driven. We track social emotional capacity building in our kids through a tool called the DESA, the Devereux Student Strengths Assessment. We really believe that social emotional competencies lead to success in school and life, those academic successes. That's a strong component of what we do. It's all about relationship building.
Mm-hmm. It's building the whole child. I mean, you know, academics are part of the school day. And the one thing I think that we can provide after school is other things, that life skills that they don't necessarily learn in the classroom.
How many kids are you working with, Michelle?
Right now we have 180 kids in our membership and about 80 kids a day at our facility.
And Bill, what about for Cincinnati?
Our average daily attendance is currently almost 900.
Wow, yeah, that many.
Yeah, we serve, it was over 4,000 members last year, about 7,000 total kids that use our facilities, yeah.
Michelle, talk about some of the other programs that you offer at the Westchester Liberty Club.
Sure. We have a lot of kids that are interested in the arts. So we've started a fine arts program. We have a photography program. We have a drawing and writing course. We do drama club. We also have a lot of kids interested in rec. So we do a triple play program where we get them outside and they do daily challenges. We want to make sure they have 45 minutes of physical fitness every day. So they're doing push-ups, pull-ups, you know, little challenges like that, as well as playing team sports so they can learn about sportsmanship and just how to be a good friend and, you know, teammate. We do Net Smarts, which is a program that teaches them how to be safe on the computer. And as Bill discussed, you know, just making sure they understand what that profile that they put out there, what that actually means. And it sticks around and it does not go away just because you take a picture down.
That's a really valuable thing, because a lot of people, kids and adults, get themselves in trouble with that kind of thing, that because they aren't aware that you put something out there, the whole world can see it, whether you want them to or not.
Yes.
Bill, what are some of the other programs that you're offering in Cincinnati?
Well, like I said, every night we have the Graduate Fit for Life Ready to Serve. One of the new things we do this year from an academic standpoint that I neglected to mention earlier is our K-3 reading initiative. It's called Reading Buddies. We require all those kids in those grades to commit to 15 minutes of reading every night. And we partner with local high schools and volunteers to help us get that done. Some of our teens help with that. That's been resoundingly successful. Our Fit for Life programming is really robust. Obviously, our kids have to do 45 minutes worth of physical activity each day, and we partner with people to get everybody engaged. We're not about creating athletes.
And that's over and above what they might be doing at school or anywhere else, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes they don't get that every day at school. But, you know, we're not about creating athletes. Sometimes I feel like we get pigeonholed as a rec center, and we're not.
I had the wrong impression about you, because I always thought it was more about the physical side, but it isn't.
It is not. No. However, that's our component. Again, you know, physical activity and those team sports, that's a way to build social emotional capacities in kids as well, and that leads to academic success. And you can incentivize, obviously, you want to play on the basketball team, well, you got to come 3 days a week and do your homework, you know. But we certainly have that. Again, we're about engaging all the kids, so finding ways to get some of the kids who don't like the traditional sports involved. Mm-hmm. So we have Zumba and yoga and karate and things like that.
Yeah.
Fit for Life is not just physical activity. It's healthy eating habits. We served 155,000 meals last year to our kids. We've had cooking classes. We have Passport to Manhood. I know you do this mm-hmm. stuff as well, Michelle. And Smart Girls. These are national programs to talk to adolescents about their changing relationships with the opposite sex, with authority figures, with one another. So, in our Ready to Serve program, our kids gave back 17,000 hours plus in community service last year. They served dinner to each other each night. They clean up each night. They get outside those walls, and they help their community. So that's our character and leadership portion of our programming.
It sounds like, Michelle, that what the clubs are trying to do is create well-rounded kids. Is that exactly
what we're trying to do? And I think, you know, the potential is in each of them, and we're giving them a tool to bring that out mm-hmm. and to explore what they enjoy and who they're going to become. You know, a lot of the community service type programs, the kids really get engaged in, you know, the canned food drives, going out and serving meals to other people in the community. It's really amazing to see how much it brings out of each kid mm-hmm. when they get to participate in those programs.
So what kind of an impact, Michelle, do you think you've had in the Westchester Liberty area?
Well, like I said, we've only been open a couple months, but I definitely feel that we've made it quite an impact. The kids are, you know, parents alone are really coming forward talking about the impact that it's had on their children. And they honestly didn't have anywhere else to go, and they didn't know where they were going to put their kids. They can't afford some of the other after-school programs, and they're actually getting a lot more for their money. And it's been really great to hear the outcry of support that we've gotten.
And Bill, what about the Greater Cincinnati clubs? What kind of impact do you think you're having in this community?
It's profound. It's essential. I mean, just ask the kids. Mm-hmm. You ask the families, ask the parents. I mean, those are the best testimonials that say, I never would have got anywhere or as far as I did in my life without you. I think it was 56% of our alumni in a Harris poll said that the club literally saved their life nationally. Yeah. It's profound. It really is.
That is profound.
Yeah.
Actually, life-saving. Wow. Well, Michelle and Bill, thanks so much for talking with us this afternoon. Michelle Scyther is the Operations Director for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Westchester Liberty and Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Cincinnati Director of Operations, Bill Bresser. And after the break, we'll have a look at a new effort to address panhandling in the city. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.